The government is today expected to sign off on the next phase of reopening the country, with the additional decision to allow large shops with street access to open their doors from Monday, 3 weeks ahead of schedule. The move follows a recommendation from the National Public Health Emergency Team, which says the number of new cases of COVID-19 is continuing to decline. At yesterday's briefing, though, the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, said there were some public health concerns in relation to the holding of house parties and other indoor gatherings, which he said are not recommended.
I know a lot of focus has been on some of the external and public gatherings on beaches and platforms and so on, and dart stations and such places, and those give us cause for concern. But it's the unseen, I think, activity in ordinary houses. Very easy to understand, but we're really not at a point where we think that kind of activity is something that we can recommend. So that's just one example of continuing concern that we would have around where public behaviour, if you like, is getting ahead of where our advice is.
Also at yesterday's NPHET briefing, Professor Philip Nolan, who's chair of the Epidemiological Modelling Group, said the low number of cases now being detected of the virus made it difficult to estimate how the disease is spreading in the population.
With such low prevalence of disease, we've been monitoring the reproduction number of this disease, the effective reproduction number in our society for several weeks now. And the number of cases gets very, very low. It's very difficult to estimate how the disease is spreading in the population. So it's good news that it's hard to estimate what the reproduction number is. We still are confident that it is significantly below one. So the measures that people have taken to ensure when they are coming in contact with other people that they're not transmitting the virus remain effective. It's possible that the reproduction number is a little bit higher this week than it was the last week. If that's the case, it's marginal. As I say, it's difficult to estimate under these circumstances. So we're looking at a reproduction number somewhere between 0.4 and 0.7, safely below 1. Our best estimate of what it was last week is around 0.6, and we're confident that it remains significantly below 1.
Professor Philip Nolan, let's talk to our correspondent Sinead Crowley. Sinead, perhaps we can begin with that issue, the OR number, which we've been hearing about so much now in the last number of weeks and months. Just remind us of why it's so important and why there's that crucial focus on keeping it below one.
Yeah, this number relates to how the virus is transmitted in the community. And when it went to 0.5, I thought, you know, it was explained at the time and it made a lot of sense that that means that two people are only passing it to one person. So if that trend would continue, then the virus would effectively burn out within the community. And we've been watching that 0.5 figure for a couple of weeks. Now, as you heard, yesterday it was said to be between 0.4 and 0.7, and that sounded like an increase. And I suppose those of us who aren't experts but have been watching carefully felt it sounded like an increase. But Professor Nolan did say it was a marginal increase. He's made the point before that actually the numbers are now so low that it's difficult to be 100% accurate when you're looking at these numbers, but he seems certainly satisfied that it was well below one. And obviously a one OR number would mean that one person was passing it to another person, and once you got above that, then you would be looking at growth that they don't want to see. But he seemed confident enough. I mean, he gave a lot of statistics at the briefing last night, and you can see that the trends are definitely downwards. For example, the number of cases confirmed per day, 16th of April was 559, and that was down to 48 by the 3rd of June. So you can see a big drop there. Also, confirmed cases in the ICU, 144 on the 16th of April, 37 on the 3rd of June, and ICU admissions gone from 8 per day down to 1 per day in the same period. So they were the type of figures he gave last night, which did seem to be very reassuring.
What about the concern echoed there by Tony Houlihan in relation to reports of house parties, people gathering in private houses? That's a particular concern because it's a confined space, it's indoors.
That's right. We heard these reassuring numbers and obviously everybody thinking towards the next phase of the restrictions being lifted. But Dr. Houlihan was asked if there was anything in particular he was worried about. And he was very specific about house parties because he said, look, we've all seen the images on social media of parks and beaches and art stations and so on. But a house party is indoors. And by definition, people don't necessarily know they're going on other than the people who are there. But clearly they are inside. And that has been an issue all along. I mean, we remember talking about close contacts and being in somebody's company for 2 hours and being within 2 metres of them and so on. Undoubtedly, all that is going to happen at a house party. So it does seem to be particularly worrying. And he said that there were, you know, there was two things people should look out for. First of all, don't organise them. But secondly, if you're invited, then don't go. And again, that echoes something he said earlier in the week, that as these restrictions are lifted, it'll become more on the individual to take care about their own behaviour. As people now have a little bit more freedom to do more things, it's still up to the individual not to put themselves in danger of transmission and to keep an eye on their own particular space. And he said, you know, you will know yourself what a crowded place is and just don't go into it.
Right. So what then about the changes that is expected will be signed off by the Cabinet today, moving to phase two of the government's roadmap for reopening society and reopening the economy? And the plan is laid out, will, we understand, be implemented, but there are going to be some further easing of restrictions as well, it's expected.
Yes, that's what's hoped for. We'll know definitely later after Cabinet has met and signed off on the rules. But, you know, NPHET essentially saying last night that, yes, they had given their go-ahead. And we know, for example, that people will be able to travel up to 20 kilometres. Up to 4 people can visit a household for a short period of time. People who are cocooning or taking special care can have a small number of people visit their homes under restrictions. But we're also expecting some larger retail outlets maybe to open than was initially expected if they front onto the road. And we're also expecting to hear measures in relation to children. And this is not a school setting, but possibly playgrounds, possibly summer camps, other initiatives like that. So all will be revealed later, but certainly there is hope that we'll get quite a bit of information.
All right. Very good, Sinead Crowley. Thank you very much indeed for that.